this practice of meditation is a journey of exploration, exploring what is happening in our body, heart and mind, to find out what is really happening, what is really going on. So not to stay in our ideas or concept of what is happening in the body or in the mind, in the heart, but really get a very direct and clear personal experience of these processes happening in the body and also in the mind, in the heart. And at the beginning of the practice, the beginning of a retreat, it's always good to anchor ourselves in the body, because these processes happening in the body are quite clear, quite obvious, so we can be aware of what is happening in the body. And in the sitting meditation, it's always good to start with being aware of the posture, the way you sit. And whether you are sitting on the floor using a cushion or a bench, or whether you are sitting on a chair, make sure that the upper part of the body is upright, the back is straight, but yet relaxed. So it's not a stiff sitting straight, but you know, the body, find your balance of not leaning forward, of not leaning backwards or slanting to the sides, but let the upper part of the body just rest in the middle. Relax. And the head is in line with the spine. And the chin tucked in a little bit. The neck gets a bit long, so then the energy can flow freely between the trunk, body and the head. The eyes can be gently closed, or they can stay open a little bit. And if they are open, just let them gaze in front of what is in front of you, gazing on the floor or the back of the person who is sitting in front of you. The hands are resting in the lap or on the legs, comfortably. One hand can be put on top of the other, the palms facing up, and then in the left. Or placing them anywhere, on the legs, the thighs, or near the knees. Whatever is comfortable and doesn't cause any strain or tension in the shoulders or the arms. we can extend our awareness to the lower part of the body, those parts who are touching something, the buttocks touching the cushion or the chair, and the legs, the ankles, the feet touching the mat or the grass, the floor. So we can feel the whole body as it is sitting here. And as our awareness is in the body, we notice different sensations. Some pressure or some warmth, some vibration. Or hardness, softness. And gradually, we can bring our awareness to the experience of the breath. The experience of the breath is a very handy, a very good object of meditation, because it's happening all the time. Something that is just there, we don't need to make anything, but the breath flows naturally, and we leave it as it is. No need to change anything in the breath, but we can be aware of the breath, how it manifests in the body. And there are two areas where the experience of the breath can be noticed quite clearly. One is the area of the abdomen, the belly, where you notice some movement happening, or an expansion of the belly, increasing pressure. And then the expansion falls back, the pressure decreases. Or just being aware of that movement or sensations in the belly as you breathe in and out. Or likewise, in the second area, in the chest, you can notice again the sensations of expanding, falling back, widening, increasing pressure, and that the pressure decreases. So we can choose one of these areas and rest our awareness there. And we try to be present in each moment and to really feel what is happening there. And as you can see, meditation is a journey of exploration. We really want to explore, to see, to know, to feel what is happening right there. How does it feel now, in this moment? How does it feel now, in this moment? Can we stay present with this experience of the breath from moment to moment? Can we stay with it? Can we feel it with a sense of curiosity? Be curious. What is actually there? How does it feel? What do I experience right now? So this exploration is not happening on an intellectual level. We are not analyzing. We are not reflecting about this experience. But what we try is to be in direct contact with this experience, to be this experience, to feel it on this very basic and direct level. And although we try to be mindful of these different sensations connected to the experience of the breath, we will notice that sometimes there are thoughts, the mind thinking about something else, or you might hear a sound or some other sensations in the body might appear. That's natural. Do not worry about this. But for the time being, we will not pay attention to these different experiences that come up. So you can try to ignore them, or just leave them be, leave them there in the background. And bring your focus back to the experience of the breath. And even if you have to come back to the experience of the breath because the mind has wandered, never mind. That's quite natural. You're not doing something wrong. But when you notice it, just leave it and bring the focus back into your body to the experience of the breath. In the area you have chosen, be it the belly or be it the chest. we try to stay connected to this experience of the breath. Really feel from moment to moment the different sensations or movements that are happening. And you can feel the increasing pressure that is happening, and then this pressure decreasing. Or experience some vibrations and staying with them, feeling them as they are manifesting from moment to moment. Or maybe you feel a slight movement, something is moving up, down, or outward, inward. Then you are mindful of this movement. Experience of the breath is a very good and very helpful object for our meditation, because it's not a static object, but it's changing all the time. Stay connected to this experience of the breath, then we can see, we can feel this constant change of sensations, of movement. And so this makes it interesting. When you bring in a sense of curiosity, then you will not feel bored. This will keep us present and awake to what is happening right now and now. When the mind has gone somewhere else, and you notice it, just acknowledge it, and then gently bring the mind back, bring the awareness back to the belly or the chest, and continue to feel into these sensations or movements related to the breath. before I forget, a short announcement. The group interviews will start this afternoon, and we have made different groups. And whether you have a group interview today or not, you can check in the dining hall on the notice board. You have the list of the groups, your names, and then time and place for your group where the group interview takes place. It's in the sauna building, there's the lounge room, and then there is this room kind of on the terrace, a little room. So they will be held there this afternoon. So please, everybody, check whether it's your turn today. If not, then it will be tomorrow. And, you know, even if you think you have nothing to say or you have nothing to ask, please come anyway. We'd like that everybody attends to these little group meetings. It will be helpful and supportive for your practice. Now there will be a walking meditation and a few basic guidelines or instructions for the walking meditation. Walking meditation is as important and essential for the practice as is the sitting meditation. So it's not just the time to stretch your leg, to get some fresh air, to look at the beautiful scenery, but what we do in the sitting, we also can do in the walking. So walking is a formal practice, and instead of being mindful of the experience of the breath, our anchor is the process of walking as we walk. So being aware of the body as it is walking, being aware of the sensations that we can feel, and also being aware of the movement, like we move. Feet, the legs, they move as we take a step, our whole body moves. So that will be our anchor for our mindfulness. And if other things come up, like thoughts or seeing or hearing things, again, for the time being, do not pay attention to that, but bring your mind back to this experience of walking. And as a helpful support for this walking meditation practice, it's good to choose a place where you walk back and forth, maybe a stretch of 5 meters, 10 meters, and then you walk back and forth. So you don't need to figure out should I walk here or there and then all these beautiful things that you can see. But if you choose a path, then it's clear you're walking here and then you don't need to think about where you want to walk anymore. And it is helpful when you stand at one end of your chosen path, and at the beginning you just can notice your standing posture. You know, the body is upright, standing, balanced, and you can notice the touch of the feet on the ground, the pressure, the weight. So you can take a few moments to notice your standing posture, to feel your body standing, and then as you start walking, taking just noticing the movement of the feet, the legs, touching. And then when you come to the other end of your path, you can stand still again. Again, noticing the standing posture, touch of the feet on the ground. And then be aware when you turn the body, just know now turning is happening, feel that. And again, you may stand still for a few moments, being in the body, standing, noticing the touching of the feet on the ground. And then walk, be aware of the movement, sensation, until you reach the other end, and then in the same way. Like that. So, our focus is really in the body, in the walking, feeling these different movement sensations that are caused through the walking. And as I said, other things that come up that you notice, acknowledge them, but then don't pay really attention to that. Come back to this experience of the body walking. Later on, we will include other experiences, other objects that come up, to include them in our awareness, to focus on them, to feel into them. But for the time being, it's helpful to keep it very simple, to stay connected to the body. In this way, you can establish mindfulness, awareness, the mind becomes more collected, calm, and then with that, we can open up to include other experiences. Is there any question regarding the walking meditation? Yes. So then we have 45 minutes of walking, and you know the walking meditation starts right now as you are getting up. So try to include this transition of getting up, putting on your clothes and shoes and going to the place where you do the walking. So that is already part of it. Be aware of standing up, putting on your shoes.